Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
So good, so good, so good.
Score holiday gifts everyone wants for way less at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save on UGG, Nike, Rag & Bone, Vince, Frame, Kurt Geiger London, and more.
Because there's always something new.
I'm giving all the gifts this year with that extra 5% off when I use my Nordstrom credit card. Santa who?
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. It's easy. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Make that 4 wins in a row, points in 11 out of 12 games, a Canadian sweep against 2 Eastern playoff teams. Hey, everyone, it's Gavin Spittle at 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for listening to Spits and Suds. If you're a first-time listener, huge stick tap to you. Cheers in French-Canadian is, I guess the proper pronunciation would be santé. So santé, Stars fans. We got ourselves a Canadian sweep. You know, the thing about playing in Dallas-Fort Worth that's amazing is that you're in Canada all this week, and then you have Philadelphia on Saturday at home, and then the New York Islanders, and guess what? Then you're back on a plane back up to Canada. Again, this time Western Canada. The Stars are going through so many time changes. It is absolutely crazy with the injuries and the crunch schedule. What they're doing right now is absolutely remarkable. They're doing it so well that we're not talking about and using the term despite, because despite the injuries, despite the new system that's gone into place, the Stars are rolling right now. They put up 7 against the first place Canadians. This is exciting times for Texas hockey. All right, we're going to dive into it in just a moment, but first, let's talk about the on-time experts. They are the official HVAC system of the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Stars. I mentioned the Dallas Cowboys because I was at the Cowboys Legend Tournament the other day, and there, as one of the whole sponsors, were the on-time experts. And I got to meet Matt, the general manager of the on-time experts, and it's like meeting a rock star. Like, I was so excited when I pulled up to that booth. I'm like, oh, my, you know, so great to meet you. And like, I was like stalkerish with the on-time experts because I'm so happy endorsing them and with their service. And what's so cool is some of you have reached out and they've heard from you and they're excited to partner with Spits and Suds. And that is so cool. Obviously, they're excited to partner with the Dallas Stars as well. Remember, same day guaranteed service. It's that simple. You don't have to go through a lot of hassle. If there's something wrong with your HVAC system, you don't have to check into a hotel. If your heat doesn't go on, Right now, it's beautiful weather, but what happens when it cools down and it doesn't click on, or if there's a weird smell? All you have to do is go to theontimeexperts.com and click on that book now button, and they'll give you a window on that same day. So no worries, take care of it. You'll be good to go for the fall. You'll be good to go for the spring. And you know what? You're going to be good to go with the summer, because the on-time experts want you as a customer for life, but not in a way where you'll continue spending money. It's one of those things. They're there when you need them. And when you need them, they'll jump into action. And here's the great part. When they serviced my HVAC, and like Matt was asking, like, oh, was it HVAC or plumbing? And I said, both. I said, I'm a believer in both. And they take such great records, videotape, as well as pictures, so that when you have a problem, they don't have to necessarily, like, they're already doing a deep dive before they arrive at your house, is what I'm trying to say, because they have your system on file and they can tell, you know, what needs to be fixed. So they're coming in proactively, and not a lot of HVAC companies are going to do that. They're going to look around. They're going to charge you a fee. Listen, the on-time experts, it's where it's at. And don't forget that $59 special for first-time customers still exists. They keep extending it because so many people are using it. So take them up on that offer. That's a tune-up and cleaning of your HVAC system. You'll have that peace of mind. TheOnTimeExperts.com. Okay, what an effort by the boys tonight. Jason Robertson, 2 goals and an assist. That's 6 points in his last 2 games for Robo, 11 points in his last 7 games. I mean, we all knew he was kind of snake bit, and we knew that it would come. But boy, it comes in bunches. And that's pretty much Robertson's career, right? I mean, he puts up a lot of points, but he is a streaky player. But what an effort he's been putting in. He seemed relieved, actually, after the game. The puck is finally going in the net. You know, I mean, he's been shooting a lot, but the shooting percentage has been low for Jason Robertson's career. So we didn't think it would last, you know, and be that low, but it's starting to move up, and that's great. You know, I thought the shift before he scored the goal was really impressive. He had a terrific individual crashing the net opportunity, almost went in, and you could really feel it coming. And we talk about the goals, and that's great. But the stretch passes this week to lead a Mikko Rantanen breakaway Tuesday night, which was a huge goal to swing momentum in Ottawa. And then again tonight, which put the Stars up 3-0, because once again, Robertson with a beautiful saucer pass, just barely off the ice, splitting the defense. Tyler Seguin breakaway makes it 3-0. So the Stars were up 2-0 at that point. Still game was in reach in Montreal with their scoring ability and their young superstars. We also want to talk about that this game could have went the other way. And it's hard to believe when you see 7-0. You're like, come on, Gavin, what are you talking about? The first 10 minutes, Montreal was the better team. Montreal came out flying, pressing. They really took it to the Stars, just like Ottawa did on Tuesday night. The Stars were actually outshot in the first period by the Habitants 14-5. And do I love it when they play Montreal 2 times a year so I can say Habitants? Yeah, I do. So DeSmith made some terrific saves throughout the night, picked up his first shutout in 10 months. I mean, he continues his strong play. His goals against average is so impressive on the road. What a luxury to have your backup goaltender thrive on the road. Jake Ottinger gets some much-needed rest. Let's also stick-tap Glenn Gulletson and his coaching staff. So they're sitting in second place in the Western Conference. After this game, they're third best record in the NHL overall. But yet, Robert Tiffin, StarsThoughts.com, talks about how Glenn Gulletson had individual meetings with some of the players on this road trip. He's not been satisfied with some of the play. And tonight I thought they played 50 solid minutes of hockey. Obviously, that first 10 minutes, which Montreal was pressing. But that's pretty much a full game in the NHL. So really, I thought this was their best effort from puck drop till the end. Because you can't expect a team to dominate in today's NHL all 60. Very rare in hockey. There will be some momentum swings at times. In a small but meaningful stick tap move that Gullitson and the coaching staff made tonight, and this will resonate through the room for the Stars players. So I think most of you know that Maverick Bourque and Justin Ritzkovian are Quebec natives. They grew up big time Canadiens fans living in Quebec. I mean, remember when they were growing up, really the Quebec Nordiques did not exist. So both big Canadiens, this is a dream come true for them tonight. Big night for them both. Maverick Bourque was on the team last year when they were in Montreal, but both had about 70 people in the crowd. And kudos to the coaches because they put them on the first line of the game. So it's awesome to be out there for the opening puck drop. But you think of the pregame elements that they were able to enjoy, not on the bench, but on the ice. The Canadian and American national anthem. And the starting lineups where their names were mentioned. And their family and friends were cheering. That is something that will never be forgotten. And that is because of Glenn Gullitson and his staff taking the time to realize it, obviously, but also implement it. Just a small thing like that can go a long way in the room to show that the coaches care. Speaking of coaches, Neil Graham. My goodness, are you going to be a hot commodity after 1 year? The power play is second in the league. Another huge one tonight. Wyatt Johnston scores his 100th goal at only age 22. And that gave the Stars a 1-0 lead, power play goal, which was so nice because the Stars were not chasing from behind. Throwing out some spitting facts. That's the seventh straight game in which the Stars have had a power play goal. Seven. That power play is a weapon for this team. That power play is elevating them. And that's Neil Graham and Glenn Gullitson. And with that goal, Wyatt Johnston became the third youngest player in Stars/North Stars franchise history to score 100 goals. Mike Modano reached that mark at a younger age, and Brian Bellos. Brian Bellos was only 20 years old when he scored his 100th goal in the NHL. If you ever want to go down a rabbit hole and look at a guy that scored 1,000 goals that no one talks about, Brian Bellos is that guy. Like, when you think about Stars, North Stars history, you have got to talk about Brian Bellos and how good he was. Tremendous player. By the way, his son, Kiefer Bellos, was a first-round pick as well. So, I don't know what you can say about Wyatt Johnston. The guy just gets it done night in and night out. The composure, the maturity is absolutely amazing. A steal in the first round when they got him. Didn't play his last year in juniors because COVID. And I think that's why he dropped down. Great pick by Jim Nill and his staff for the Dallas Stars. And it came from the bumper position, which I absolutely love, because what makes power plays effective is puck movement. And you cannot always swing it over to Mikko Rantanen. So the versatility of having a Wyatt Johnston along with Rantanen on the power play, along with choose your weapon, Robertson or Sagan. Remember a few years back in the power play, like you knew it was coming to Sagan for a one-timer. And I mean, we all know it goes to Ovechkin with the Washington Capitals, and that one-timer is just a beast on the left side. But I love it when teams use the bumper position. And the bumper position is similar. The reason it's a bumper position is because think of a pinball machine, and there's a bumper in the middle. And Wyatt Johnston is that position on the power play. It's the middle of the ice. And when you have Mikko Rantanen on your team, the opposition cannot crunch in the middle. They want to take away that middle position because the middle position opens up so much more scoring space as far as the straight shot look at the goalie. But you can't do that when Mikko Rantanen's on the ice. You have to respect him. In fact, you probably lean his way. So congratulations to Wyatt Johnston. Miro Heiskanen, stick tap, recorded his 300th point of his young career. He surpassed Brad Maxwell for the fifth most by a Dallas Stars, North Stars defenseman. That's per NHL Public Relations. Heiskanen is the ninth Finnish defenseman to reach the 300-point milestone. What a game from Radek Foxa. Three assists tonight. Depth scoring, massive. Of the 19 Dallas Stars on the ice tonight, 12 forwards, 6 D-men, and Casey DeSmith. I always liked in these things, like on the ice, that counts as the goalie too. They can get points. 15 of those 19 put up at least a point. If you take Casey DeSmith out of the mix, 15 out of 18 potential scorers. DeSmith obviously didn't score. Sam Steele, Nathan Bastian, and Oscar Beck. Much easier to say the players that didn't put a point on the board as opposed to those that did. And one of those guys that put a point on the board was Alek Petrovic. He joined the rush in the third period, snapped a real nice shot into the Montreal net 2 minutes into the third. You really got to appreciate the career of Alek Petrovic. Playing for the Florida Panthers, fought his way back up to the NHL after years in the AHL. And that is Petrovic's first NHL goal since April of 2018. 7 years. But this is what's so cool about Alek Petrovic. He was talking more that he was a plus five on the ice tonight than the actual goal. And that is a defensive defenseman. And Glenn Gulletson mentioned that after the game, that he was more excited about that plus five. And the defensemen love being on the plus side of things. So I thought that was really cool. Couple of notes. All of this is happening. Remember, with Matt Duchene out, Jamie Benn out, Nils Lundqvist out, and now Adam Ernie, another left winger, goes on injured reserve. That opens up a spot. So per Robert Tiffin of StarsThoughts.com, they currently have about $816,000 in cap space. They can put someone on long-term injured reserve, and that will open up some more room. At some point, Jim Neal has to add a player to keep up with this Olympic schedule. You can only go 12-6 so much. You need a little bit of depth. But there's not as much depth as far as in the Star system because most of the young guys are up on the Dallas Stars. You're talking maybe a Huru comes up. That certainly is an option. Glenn Gulletson also mentioned prior to the game that Thomas Harley has also been dealing with a kind of a minor injury. So what they're going to do is put Harley on a rest plan so that you won't see his name practicing as much as he usually would if he was completely healthy. So read into that, that it's a load management situation, and that if Thomas Harley doesn't practice, that doesn't necessarily mean you will not see him on the ice that night if they're in action.
This episode is brought to you by Rum Chata, a delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. It's best enjoyed over ice or in your coffee. Rum Chata, delivering vacation vibes any way or anywhere you drink it. Find out more at rumchata.com. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025, Agave Loco Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
So those are some quick notes for you guys. And let's go to the Twitter, because you guys have a lot to say tonight, and that's awesome. Okay, Tanner Wilson says that they can keep this going, this will be remembered as the game the Dallas Stars found their momentum. Yeah, quite the game. I think they've found their momentum for a while. Now, does not get any easier. Two other Eastern Conference teams, Philadelphia. They're coming in on Saturday. Rick Tocchet has that team fired up. They're in the playoffs right now. The New York Islanders, fringe playoff team. They're much better this year. Patrick Waugh, the head coach. In fact, isn't it interesting that three opponents in a row are former players that excelled in the NHL, in Martin St. Louis, who we just saw, Rick Tocchet, and Patrick Waugh. Those are really, really good NHL players. All right, Howie Heat. Casey DeSmith is such a luxury for this team. Yeah, he is. What a joy. Big props to Neil Graham. Our power player is operating at such a high level right now. Yeah, it's got great movement. You're absolutely right, Howie. Johnston's goal and the passing leading up to it was beautiful. Yeah, it was a pretty power play goal. Can't say enough. I mean, absolutely amazing. This power player is firing right now. Christopher Hardy. And the good news is that, you know, as much as the power play is flourishing, the Stars scored six other goals, 5-on-5. So that's really good. Just looking, the Stars were 1-for-3 on the power play. And by the way, must note, 0-for-3 night for Montreal. Okay, like, this is the leader in the Atlantic Division. And you look at some of the names that I'm going to mention. Brendan Gallagher, Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Lane Hudson. I mean, Lane Hudson, superstar defenseman, signed to a new multi-million dollar deal, only two shots on net. How about Noah Dobson picked up in the offseason? 25 shifts, two shots. Cole Caulfield, no shots on net. Nick Suzuki, one shot on net. Like this, when you win 7-0, you forget about these things. This was a shutdown effort by the Stars defense and Casey DeSmith. A shutdown defensive effort against a very, very good offensive team in the Montreal Canadiens. Thank you so much, Howie. Really appreciate it. Christopher DeHardy, my Frosty is an iced coffee that I'm going to have when I wake up for work. Boy, that does sound delicious. What a win. The more points you stack up at the beginning of the year, the better. Keep the momentum up, boys. Matteau at Texas Hockey 99. Haven't seen an ass kicking like that in a while. The boys are so back. Also, why Joe is insanely good at hockey. Yeah, he really is. Like, if you're getting a star sweater right now, you have so many to choose from. I might get myself a 96 Mikko Rantanen, a 53 Y-Jo, Jake Ottinger. Those would be my three choices. Husky. This was the kind of game I've been waiting for from the Stars. A dominant performance that not only shows in the advanced analytics and all that, but on the score sheet and the scoreboard too. Also, I appear to be correct when I felt as though Robo was about to pop off. You were right, Husky. Stick tap to you. And thank you so much for the tweet. Finally. So there's this. Well, let's start. Let's go back a week ago when Colorado went into Edmonton on Hockey Night in Canada and absolutely trucked Edmonton on their home ice. And one of the things is that people were mad that Edmonton didn't push back. So what you saw today in the third period was pushback from the Montreal Canadiens. From a fan perspective and from a room perspective, you want to show your coaches and your teammates that it doesn't matter if it's 5-0, 1-1, 7-0, you're going to play hard. And when the game's out of reach, physicality gets ramped up. Frustrations ramp up, therefore more physicality. And Montreal ramped it up. And kudos to Ilya Lyubushkin for silencing that. The game calmed down after Lyubushkin left for 5 minutes for fighting. So those are the little nuggets that I think pay major dividends. Didn't have to take a fight. Did it to calm things down and protect his teammates. You don't want a Montreal running one of the Stars' players with all the injuries. And that's the one thing you worry about in these blowout games is a player going to be injured? Because it's not like you can criticize Glenn Gullitzen. Should have taken Wyatt Johnston out of the game. You can't take players out of the game. It's hockey. You have to play them. You can limit their minutes and play more of the bottom six in the third period, but you have to play each player. So kudos to Ilya Lyubushkin. Wanted to put that in because it won't necessarily show up in the highlights, but at the same time, I mean, it wasn't a great fight. It was a pair of headlocks and called it a day, but you know what? Sticking up for your teammates, that's a really, really good sign when you see players sticking up for teammates. And you had that in Lyubushkin. Ritzkovian's done that. How about when one of the Canadians went after Bischel? And who stepped in? Remember what I said, Thomas Harley is not 100%. Thomas Harley got in the middle of that and got a little scruffy, that is going to earn the respect of Liam Bischel and his teammates. That Thomas Harley, a guy that normally wouldn't do that. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. The fact is you're getting involved. And that is what tightens up a room and a team. And I also want to point out Glenn Gulletson's demeanor. Calm when they win, calm when they lose. I feel as though this team is matching the emotion of their coach. Where he's not satisfied, therefore they're not satisfied. And I understand that a few of you wanted a different coach. But if I was grading Glenn Gulletson and the staff right now, has to be an A when you look at the countless number of injuries on this team and what they're doing, both defensively and offensively. I mean, I can't say it enough. They shut Montreal down tonight. What an effort by the boys. So a day off tomorrow, and then they go back at it again on Saturday. This is what's tough. The first home game after a road trip. Sometimes it takes a while for the legs to get going. It's always a dangerous game. That first, you ask any player, you ask any coach, they will tell you the first home game back after a road trip is one of those trap games that you don't want to lose. So hopefully the boys come out firing in front of the home faithful on Saturday night. Special thanks, as always, to producer Gregory Finley, also to the on-time experts. Remember, same-day service guaranteed, theontimeexperts.com. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.